Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this October the 16th edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix, and in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at a couple of different subjects, but our main topic we will be looking at is Hillary Clinton calls you un-American if you want borders along the United States. And what do I mean by that, folks? If you want a border along U.S. and Mexico, then, or along U.S. and Canada, then according to Hillary Clinton, you are an American. These comments was made by Hillary in an October 2013 paid speech to the executives of Goldman Sachs, and they was released in the transcripts of WikiLeaks. And speaking of WikiLeaks, I do have an article I posted last Sunday called Busted WikiLeaks Dumps More Dirt on Hillary. You can check that out along with today's article entitled Hillary Clinton Calls Americans That Want Borders Un-American. You can check that out on our website at Team Liberty 1776.wordpress.com. And before I go any further, I would like to thank everyone who has viewed the website. You have made our website and this show grow beyond leaps and bounds. And I'd be honest, when I started the show and the website, that I never thought was possible. At the beginning of January, I set a goal for my website to have 7,000 views by the end of December the 31st of this year. As of right now, folks, you have helped my website grow by leaps and bounds, and the current total of views, which y'all amaze me with this, is I have had over 7,000 computer errors or my internet lagging. You have given me 7,803 views from over a 125 countries. I do not know what the exact total of countries are, so I need to look at that, but it has totally blew my mind at my website. Thanks to you, the listener that listens to our podcast, to it grow amongst leaps and bounds. And it totally blows my mind, so I want to say thank you to everyone out there. And if it wasn't for you and the good Lord above that blessed me with the ability to understand politics, even though I had no one in my family besides a cousin that ran for sheriff of a county, that's my only family that has been involved in actual politics. So I'll thank you and give the praises to the good Lord above who gave me the ability and knowledge to understand politics and weed through the bullcrap that they like to feed to us. But let's get on to our main topic, to our topics. First, I say our main topic is Hillary Clinton calls you un-American if you want borders. But what I'm going to look at, and I have to explain to y'all, this is our first show in for the month of October, just passed the 2nd of October. When I had the last show on September the 25th, I had all intentions of having the show on the 2nd, but I had forgot that my church, we had a great revival, and we had a guest speaker. We had a guest speaker for three of the four nights, with one of them preaching two nights, and I had forgot that we was going to have revival. Shame on me for forgetting that until after the show. But then last week I was sick. I had that stomach bug going around, but I still did put the article out, and that is titled "Busted: WikiLeaks Dumps More Dirt on Hillary." If you have not read that article yet, you need to read it and get it out. It is very important. It sheds a lot of light on Hillary and shows you really how evil that woman is. We all know she's evil, but when you read the article and read the excerpts from the transcripts of her paid speeches, it will give you even more of an in-depth look of how corrupt and evil Hillary Clinton is. And also, you'll need to go look at what we're dealing with today, where Hillary Clinton calls Americans that wants borders un-American. It is actually in that one. In the article, it's part of the excerpt that WikiLeaks had exposed. So you need to read it and get that out. I know you know what we're talking about, our main listeners of this show, but the casual listeners, they need to know this knowledge so they can help save our republic, so they can help save our country. But before we get into our main topic, I do want to talk about two subjects before we get into our main topic. The first is the second presidential debate. And I'll be honest, I was kind of concerned how Trump's showing, even though he won the first debate. I was wondering how he would handle the second, because we knew Hillary would get more aggressive since she lost, even though mainstream media tried to tell everybody she won and all the pundits even after the show. And we described this in a special show that I did after that first debate. And they was trying. I lost a lot of respect for Tom Brokaw, which is one of the guys I grew up listening to. I always thought he was unbiased on his reporting about what was going on. And until I watched the presidential debate recap, he has really sold his soul to the devil to help get Hillary into office. And it is a shame. And then Chuck Todd, he is nothing but a globalist piece of crap, in my opinion. I cannot stand that guy. He is running Meet the Press right now. But on this second presidential debate, Trump took the gloves off, and finally he went right back at Hillary. And the classic line that I love that he used, I can't remember what Hillary said, but it was talking about the emails. He said, "You're very glad I don't run this country right now. You would be in jail." And boy, the crowd exploded in cheering. And the CIA operative Anderson Cooper and Barbara Walters, I was telling the crowd to quiet down when they cheered. But boy, when the Hillary supporters or the paid Hillary supporters that was there, they interrupted and cheered. They didn't tell them to quiet down. So that debate was pretty fun. Trump finally took the gloves off and started getting aggressive with Hillary's attacks. And then I liked another quote that Trump used in there when he said, "Wow, how is it fair? 3-on-1. And what he was talking about there is Anderson Cooper and Barbara Walters was attacking him, and then also, of course, Hillary was. But speaking of Anderson Cooper, he kept harping on these, everybody heard a recording of Donald Trump and Billy Bush on what he said, the words that he said, the five-letter word or term for female parts. I'm trying to keep this clean so this is a family show. That's why I'm kind of heads on what I said. But the kitty cat for what he said, people want to be honest with themselves. Guys and girls talk that way amongst each other, guys with their buddies. And then females with their buddies, they talk like that. I don't care what anybody says. If they say they don't, they're lying. If they say they have never done that, they're lying. But I loved it when Trump got on the aggressive and then talked about, said, okay, you want to talk about what I said, then let's talk about your husband, Bill Clinton's rape of women and the true sexual predator Bill Clinton is. And then he said, oh, I have the women with me that are here. Boy, they cut to Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. Bill had his hands in his head, had the look on his face of the cat with a canary in his mouth. He was like, oh, crap, he ain't going there. So I'm glad Trump is finally taking the gloves off and getting back aggressive with Hillary. Now, let's talk about vice presidential debate, and there's really only a few comments I got in that about the vice presidential debate. If you watched it, you can see the pure evil of Tim Kaine from Virginia. I've got family in Virginia, and by talking to them, now I understand why Tim Kaine only lasted one term, 4 years as governor of Virginia. They wanted to get rid of him. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead. They have a question. I'm going to go ahead and take their call. Caller from 1459. Go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, my name is Suzette. I'm calling from California, and I support Trump.
Great. That is great to hear. So you're supporting Trump?
Yes, sir. I am a supporter for Trump.
That is great to hear. That is great to hear. Well, what do you think about the way the mainstream media is trying to use these false allegations of him groping women when Bill Clinton is a serial rapist?
I'll tell you what the media is doing, what the establishment is doing, what Hillary Clinton and her banditos are doing is disgusting. And I mean that in the most truest form, because the power of greed has changed this country. And it's so unfortunate, because since they have a stronghold on those things, people who pay attention to the mainstream are uninformed and low informed. And that is the saddest thing ever, because Americans are being cheated out of being able to vote and choose what they want or who they want to represent them and to run this country. And it's just wrong. It is so wrong. All the lies and deceit, it's ridiculous. And I just wanted to make one thing clear on your radio show. Trump never said women should be punished for having an abortion. He was in an interview, and they asked him a question. They said, if abortion was made illegal, would you have women punished for having an abortion if you were president? He has to say yes because he has to uphold the laws of the Constitution, the laws that were passed by Congress, and Congress represents the people. So he didn't just say, yeah, women who have abortions need to be punished. And stuff like that gets so twisted, and it's just so wrong.
Exactly. And I'm very grateful to talk to somebody that is informed. I do love it. And you are right. Mainstream media will take anything Donald Trump says and twist it to whatever sick pleasure that they have. And like I said, it's great to have a caller calling in that is Trump. I've had some that has left me messages on the message board, and I can repeat some of the things they say. You can tell they're Clinton or liberal, brain dead zombies.
Yeah, they're pretty obvious. Well, let me just say too, on your show, I have Hispanic roots from my family. So, you know, I'm a female, I have Hispanic roots, and yes, I am voting for Trump. I am a patriot.
Thank you. And let me ask you this quick question. Us ones that are informed know what's going on. And I've got family members that are half Hispanic myself, and they're voting for Trump. In California, they're telling us, mainstream media is telling us, that the Hispanics dislike Trump. Since you are out there, let's clear the record. What percentage of the Hispanic voters in California support Trump?
I will tell you a good amount are. Sorry, I get emotional because you see Trump and signs in front lawns and stuff like that. So it's like, all right, you feel united. Makes you feel good.
That is good. I'm glad to hear. Well, let's keep pushing and getting the truth out, and let's clear the lies of mainstream media, and I thank you for your call, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Hold on one moment, if I may. There is an organization I just found out about yesterday, and so I'm truly promoting it everywhere I get to anybody I know, and it's called VoteProtectors.org, and it's to stop the steal, stop them from stealing the election. You register, and even though the electoral votes are the ones that are counted, it's an organization that's organizing poll watchers, and these poll watchers, after you vote, you come out, and then you watch, and you ask people who are coming out if they voted and who they voted for, and then you count them. And so nationwide, these numbers will be added up to see if they match up with what they get after the election. So
that is great, and that is VoteProtectors.com.
TruthProtectors.org.
TruthProtectors.org. Okay, have you visited my website at Team Liberty 1776?
No, I just came to your program today, so I thought I wanted to call and support give you my support, as well as let everybody know who my support is for.
Okay. Well, reason why I wanted you to do that, my website is teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, and I have my contact information on there. I would like for you to email me that link to that truthprotectors.org so I can get it out on my website.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay. Z as in zebra, E as in echo, as in turkey, another T, I-E, and then Logan, L-O-G-A-N, at AOL.com.
Okay.
I can't, you had given me your address twice, and my phone, I'm getting a lot of static on this end, but I want to be able to contact you for that, so if you could email me, then I'll get back to you.
I will be glad to get in touch with you tonight about that so I can get that on my site. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to visit your site and see what you got going on there. I like it.
Okay, well, it was great talking to you, and you have a good afternoon since you're in California.
I will. God bless.
God bless you too, ma'am. That is great to have a call from California to tell them what is going on in California, and having Trump supporters online, let us know what's going on. We're going to take a quick break, and then I am going to get into our main topic of Hillary calls Americans that want borders un-American. I'll go ahead and tell everyone we are going into overdrive. So the only way you'll be listening to it is if you call in. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can listen to it via the web. We're going to take a quick break, and I will be right back after the break. Welcome back, folks. And again, the calling number is area code 845-277-9109. And we're probably going into overdrive more than likely since we only have 8 minutes left in the show. And this I want to get to and go in depth on it, folks. Our main topic is Hillary calls Americans that want borders un-American. Where this comes from is the WikiLeaks data dump where they released the leaked transcripts of Hillary Clinton's paid speeches from after she got out of office as Secretary of State. She went around and gave paid speeches. Of course, the people that could afford her asking price for speeches was, you know, big business, big pharma, Wall Street. And like I said earlier in the show, if you missed it, I do have an article up dealing from last Sunday with the WikiLeaks dump. It's called Busted: WikiLeaks Dumps More Dirt on Hillary. This is just one that I brought out from it that really lit a fire under me. When Hillary called any American that wants borders un-American, and the article is again called Hillary Calls Americans That Wants Borders Un-American. It is posted up on our website. I want you to read it, get it out, let everybody know what is going on. I know you, the listeners, know what is going on. But if these people that are on the fence about Hillary or Trump, get this out to them so we can bring them over to the truth side. Because if they stay on Hillary's side, pardon my language, folks, but if she gets elected president in November, the United States, excuse me, is going to be in hell. Everybody thinks Obama was bad. Hillary's going to be worse. But in a recent leaked transcript made public by WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton told executives of Goldman Sachs in an October 2013 speech that Americans who want to limit immigration are fundamentally un-American. Clinton told the executives that immigration reform is so important and that she has demanded that Congress get immigration reform done quickly. As you can tell, this has got me fired up, so I have to calm myself down because I'm messing up words. But what Hillary Clinton really means by immigration reform is she is referring back in 2013 to Marco Rubio and Chuckie Schumer. Excuse me. That was an actual myth. He is a Schumer, but Chuckie Schumer, yes, the uncle of comedian
Amy Schumer, which is not funny at all, if you ask me, proposal that would have granted immediate amnesty and would eventually give citizenship to millions of illegal aliens. Now, like I, when I was talking to the caller previously, I have family members that are half Hispanic and half white. Well, my cousin's father, who is Hispanic, him and his family come over here legally. They become American citizens, did the citizenship test. That, I'm very glad to have them. Not only as my family members, but as Americans, how they are hardworking. What I do not like is the ones that come over here, leave our country, try to live off the welfare, then turn around and go back to Mexico, come back a few years later and repeat the process. That is what I do not like. But to go along, the proposal, the Schumer-Rubio proposal that Hillary supports, like I said, it would give immediate amnesty and would eventually give citizenship to millions of illegal aliens. This would have doubled the annual admission of foreign workers, and it would have dispensed 33 million green cards to foreign nationals in the span of a single decade, despite the current record levels of immigration that is going on. Hillary Clinton then went on to say, again, who opposes the dramatic expansion of immigration is fundamentally un-American. See, she kept repeating this over and over. I'm going to read an excerpt from this. And this is what she said. It says, what I really resent most about the obstructionists is they have such a narrow view of America. They say America in a way that is no longer reflective of the reality of who we are. They're against immigration for reasons that have to do with the past, not the future. They can't figure out how to invest in the future, so they cut everything, you know, laying off, you know, young researchers, closing labs, instead of saying, we're better at this than anybody in the world. That's where our money should go. They just have a backward-looking view of America. And they plant and they play on people's fears, not only people's hopes. And they have to be rejected. I don't care what they call themselves. I don't care where they're from. They have to be rejected because they are fundamentally un-American. Well, Hillary, I want to dispute with you what you say right here. And the simple fact is the illegals that you want to bring in are not the hardworking hard workers that need to be in. You want to bring in the ones like the so-called refugees that are currently have Europe in such a flux with the raping and killing going on, whether the Prime Minister of Germany, Merkel, says, please do not do anything about the rapes of the young women and the beatings and murders that the young Muslims do. But then in America, you want to let the immigrants in that are violent criminals, you want them to stay here to help destroy America? We've got 15 seconds left, and we are going into overdrive. Folks, we're going to take another quick break, but we will be back after this break. Welcome back, folks. And I'd love to have your questions or comments. Again, the calling number is area code 845-277-9109. Or you can reach us via the soundboard if you're listening via on the internet. But to continue on what I was saying before the break, Hillary, you only want to bring in not the hardworking immigrants, but the ones that will help destroy this country, that will mooch off the hardworking people, will help destroy this country even faster than your globalist elitist plan. But there is a ray of hope in this. According to polling and research data from the Pew Research Center, 83% of Americans would like to see the level of immigration either reduced or frozen. By this data, the majority of Americans, according to Hillary Clinton, are un-American in her twisted, sick thinking. I don't know about you folks, but as for me, Hillary Clinton is the one that is un-American, unethical. You just look at her history and you see that from when she was an attorney, got a rapist off of the 12-year-old girl, who, by the way, was at the second presidential debate along with the women that Bill Clinton raped. And you, when he mentioned that, both groups was there, the 12-year-old, which is now 50 years old, I believe, 40 years old. Hillary got this bewilderment look on her face. And, of course, Bill had that, what in the crap am I going to do look on his face. But, folks, we have to get united to help stop Hillary. Again, the article is out now on our website. It's called Hillary Calls Americans That Want Borders Un-American. Who wants borders un-American? Excuse me, I think I messed that up. But the article entitled Hillary Calls Americans That Want Borders Un-American, it is out on the website right now. Get it out to everyone you know, the Trump supporters, the ones who are on the fence, even to the Hillary supporters, and try to wake them up. But, folks, we will be back next week at 6 p.m. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. This is Shane LaCroix, and remember, be back at 6 p.m. next week. Actually, I am going to do a special recap of the third presidential debate on Wednesday, October the 19th at 11 p.m. Join me then. If not then, I will see you back 6 p.m. next Sunday for your weekly dose of truth. This is Shane LaCroix signing off. And remember, the answer to 1984 is 1774.